Sunday night, I'm learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There's no ladies here, and we're learning Dina Erev Tavshilin and Siman Kuf Beis in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Dina Erev Tavshilin, Yom Tov Shchalios Berev Shabbos, which can happen even in Eretz Yisrael. If Shavuos would come out on a Friday, you don't have the 3-day Yom Tov too often, but you have Shavuos coming out on a Friday. Anyway, if Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbos, also levels of the Vashel B'Kederim Yuchedus the Shabbos. Can't cook for Shabbos, the Dirabbanan, as we saw. Elag the air of Tavshilin, you can cook and bake on Friday through the process called air of Tavshilin. Should also be on Yom Tov, which you'll do on either Wednesday or Thursday. Not Rosh Hashanah, but in my scenario of Shavuos being Friday, so you do the air of Tavshilin on Thursday. But you do the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov.
What Derev Yuchedus Shabbos? You mean the food?
It means...
Not you have some special pot for food.
No, it means that you're cooking for Shabbos, not that you're cooking for Yom Tov, and you're cooking a lot, and you have leftovers. Elag the Erev Tavshilin, Shasub Erev Yom Tov, he does it on Erev Yom Tov. What does he do? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch starts off with the practical procedure. Tanu Shalakech is a Tavshil Otzli. Our meaning is to take an egg, I'm pretty sure. Take something cooked. Shiroi Lalapis Boapas, that would be an accompaniment to a meal. Begam Pas, and you take Pas. Do people take matzah? Do people take matzah? My father always took matzah. Is that a common minhag to take matzah? Why matzah? They used to use matzah for Erev Chatzeris so that it should last for months without getting stale. But Erev Tavshilin, I don't see why you have to use matzah. Okay. Mavarach Hashem Kedishanu b'mitzvah sav v'tzivanu al mitzvah Erev. And the idea is that you're starting to prepare for Erev Yom Tov. As if to say on Yom Tov you're not really preparing, you're only finishing up. That's the idea of the Erev.
Why is it a mitzvah?
Why is it a mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah. It's like shechitah is a mitzvah. Like kiddushin is a mitzvah.
If you want
to prepare, so you do it. And that's the kind of mitzvah it is, and that's why you make a bracha on such mitzvahs. The Omer, you don't always. L'moshel, you have to be careful. My son in America mentioned to me, my David, and he's eating out. He's eating out all the meals Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, right? So I told him, it's a shaila if he makes Erev Tavshilin. So you make without a bracha. That's the din. You make without a bracha. He's not making any meals. They're not making any meals. So he's making Erev Tavshilin. I don't know to do other things. So it's not poshut. So you should not make a bracha. So he's just going to say the formula. Boy, marry him, say the magic formula. Now it should be mutter. Hocus pocus. Right? There's no such formula feeding treif. I'm sorry. Right? Everybody saw by now the John Stewart about the Erev. It's very funny. He has a very funny segment. About an Erev Chatzer, it's not Erev Tavshilin. Erev Chatzer is that they want to do in some town on Long Island, and not from Jews are against it. So it's a very, very, very funny segment. So in the segment, one of his guys there wears what they call an Erev hat. He says, if you make an Erev, can you kill someone? Can you kill someone if you make an Erev? So here also, you know, you say hocus pocus, b'hodin eruva, yei sharalanu. I mean, there's of course some mechanics why it's mutter. And as I said, first of all, the whole list is only drabonon, as I explained after Ma'ariv. And the idea, the conceptual idea of an Erev is that you're starting to prepare from Erev Yom Tov. Ke'ilu on Yom Tov, you're only finishing up. You're not really preparing. That's like the statement that you're making. B'hodin eruva, with this Erev, Yeshara lanu, it should be mutter, lafuye to bake, lafshule to cook, lathmune means to insulate in a way that would normally be asur. What?
In a way that adds heat.
Yeah, that would be asur. Uladluk, no, if it's on Yom Tov, it's asur, even if it's not, on Yom Tov. Ladluke Shraga, to light a candle, that's because it's candle being considered Sorech Ochel. You need it for the meal.
Not.
What?
It's not Neru Shabbos. Not lighting Neru Shabbos.
Yeah, Neru Shabbos. It's supposed to be for the meal. That's why you could bench licht on Friday. Last year, two people bench licht late Friday. They got mixed up. Friday you gotta bench licht early.
Why doesn't this let Dov?
Thursday you have to bench licht late. Friday you have to bench licht early.
Why doesn't this let Dov in?
What?
Make a bracha. Why doesn't it just wipe? It's not gonna light candles.
Because they're not eating the meal there, really. It's a shiloh. You light candles even if you don't eat a meal, but licht benching. The din is you do it and you make a bracha even if you're not eating a meal. But this, you don't if you're not eating a meal. So the takana of tafshilin was for a meal, for food, really. That's a gazak, for food. Well, the mevet called sarchana, that's the question, that phrase. The mevet called sarchana means all of our needs. But really, it's only food needs. But the ma'aser mishnah berurah paskens with the evet, any need. As I said in the Dvar Halach after Meir, Miyom Atov LaShabbos V'Meino Meivin Loshen Zeh Yomim B'Loshen Shehu Meivin. Right, Duch Di Zeh Nenerev Zayah Nun Zeh Loib Zu Beken Zu Kochen Zu Speisen Verum Un Zu Terhalten Lichter Un Zinden Un Überhäuft Alles Gehetike Von Yomtev Oif Shabbos Zu Far Dichten. Which means that you have to understand what you're talking about. So maybe you should say it in English. But I think most people that learn Gemara know all of the words in the formula. So really, kids, you should know what you're doing. You're starting to prepare for Shabbos now, and now it's Erev Yom Tov. And then you're putting this aside, and on the second day Yom Tov, Dafka, Friday, not Thursday, you are continuing, or you're ending. Okay, good. Nice.